This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Good afternoon. And today we're going to talk about a new subject related to project scheduling, which is measuring the project performance through a technique called earned value analysis. In a recent study by the Construction Industry Institute, they found out that cost and schedule are two very representative measures of the project health. And they found that there's a direct correlation between the scheduled performance and the cost performance as indicators of how the project is performing in general. So the closer the cost, the actual cost and schedule are to the planned values, the better the project performance is and will be at the end. So basically, cost and schedule are definitely two measures, two active and valuable measures to gauge the project health and its performance from time to time on a regular basis to try to forecast the end result for that particular project. However, measuring cost and time or cost and schedule performance usually have some problems if not done properly. Among these problems is that trying to measure the schedule and cost performance for the sake of reporting on general project performance in general, project managers sometimes fall in the trap of comparing apples to oranges. And this primarily results from comparing two moving targets or making a comparison between two moving targets at the same time without having something to compare to. So for example, if I want to measure the speed of something that's moving, I have to compare it either to something that's stationary or to something that's moving at a certain speed that I already know, so I can measure the relative speed or the relative difference between the two speeds. If we do not have such benchmarks, we would not have valid comparisons when it comes to time and schedule. So successful project managers at the very beginning should establish agreed upon baselines related to cost and time, and these are going to be basically the approved budget at the very beginning of the project and the approved baseline schedule that in general the general contractor submits to the owner for review and approval. Once these are established, once these are approved, they become our benchmarks or our measuring lines, and we can start measuring progress from these fixed benchmarks. We also have to establish some thresholds to measure our variances. So for example, we know that sometimes we might be a little bit above budget, a little bit below budget, or ahead of schedule, or behind schedule. So we have to establish thresholds, and they can be color-coded, for example. So green is anywhere if we're performing at schedule or on time, plus or minus, let's say, 3 to 5%. So if we are in a range, a little bit ahead of schedule, a little bit behind schedule, or right on schedule, we are fine. So this can be green. If the range of variance is greater than or anywhere between 5 and 7 or 8%, for example, it can be yellow. We are approaching the level of danger or warning. Anything above that is going to become red. So again, color coding that will show us just with a visual inspection how the project is performing. So we have to establish these thresholds from the very beginning and monitor the project accordingly. So what's earned value? Earned value analysis used to also be known as C/SCSC, which stands for Cost/Schedule Control Systems Criteria. Very complicated name that was invented by the Department of Defense because they were the first ones to use it to measure the performance on their projects. So in brief, we call it earned value analysis, or EV. It builds on the concept of comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges. So again, when we're going to make a comparison, it has to be a valid comparison and not just comparing two numbers that are totally unrelated. It enables the project managers through a simple and effective analysis to get timely updates and forecasts of project's time and cost performance. The key word here is timely, because if you get the update too late, unfortunately, its value is very much reduced because you cannot make any corrective actions or any improvements on the project. So if you get all of these updates at the end of the project, that's past history. It's just a documentation of the project performance without the ability to change any of its outcomes. So we have to do these on a regular basis and in a very timely fashion. So if we're going to update our schedule on a weekly basis, for example, we can generate that report or that analysis on a weekly basis. Same thing, it's very highly recommendable that whenever you update your schedule, you also update your budget, so you can get a comparison of time and cost at the same time on a very regular basis. So to discuss earned value, let's start by this short story or example. On a project that is under construction, the president of a company received a call. The CEO of a large company was contacted by his CFO, the chief financial officer, usually an accountant, who informed him of the following, saying that, "Sir, according to the approved schedule and our accurate cost estimate, until this morning, we should have spent $38.5 million on the project. So the cost expenditure up till this morning should have been $38.5 million. However, according to my latest calculations, until this morning," and this is, we're talking about an accountant who's very meticulous, very accurate, "until this morning, we have actually spent $40.3 million. So to the accountant, it appears that we have a big variance here. That's a considerable variance, by the way. So he says, "Sir, this is a serious matter that requires your immediate attention. I recommend you fire the project manager and maybe also the vice president for operations." There's no love lost between the two. So what do you think? If the CEO of the company listens to that very accurate and meticulous chief accountant, chief financial officer, what should they do? If you were in that situation, what would you do? The question is, do we have enough information to make an educated decision about something as important as firing someone or hiring someone or changing the outcome of the project? So let's see whether these numbers, as accurate as they are, as correct as they are, really reflect the status of the project, or is there something missing? And here we're going to start with what we call the tale of three fruits. So basically, through this story, we have not only two fruits, apples and oranges, but we must also look at the third fruit. So in the previous report, the CFO made a classical mistake of comparing an apple to an orange. He looked at two numbers, two different values, which really represent an apple and an orange, so there's nothing to compare between an apple and an orange. We're going to see that in just a second. So the apple. The apple represents the budgeted cost to be spent on the scheduled work, the $38.3 million or whatever it was. So, and this is going to be called the budgeted cost for work scheduled. Budgeted cost because it was based on the estimate, for work scheduled because it was based on the baseline schedule that was approved by the client. And that number is the value that the CFO told the owner, "Until this morning, we should have spent." Should have spent means it was a budgeted cost, and until this morning, which is the work done to date according to the schedule, based on the scheduled performance. And then he told him, "Yet, until this morning, we have actually spent." So now he's talking about actual expenditure. We have actually spent. It was 40 point something million dollars. Again, big difference. So the orange represents the actual cost spent on the actual amount of work performed, or actual cost for work performed, ACWP. So we have two four-letter words, BCWS and ACWP. What do we have in common if we try to split these words into two parts? In the first part, we have BC. For the second one, we have AC. They are not common. Budgeted cost and actual cost are quite different. The second half is work scheduled, WS, and work performed, WP. Again, work scheduled is what we should have done. Work performed is what we have actually accomplished. So again, they might be different. So there's nothing comparable between the two terms. Therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to slice this apple into two halves, and we're going to slice this orange into two halves, and we're going to look at a hybrid fruit that we're going to call the orpal. Or the apange. Orpal, half orange, half apple. Apange, half apple, half orange. Either term is fine with me. So the solution is the apple or the orpal, which looks something like this, half apple, half orange. When we split this apple in halves, we took the left half of the apple. And the left half of the apple was BC, budgeted cost. And then when we took the half of the orange, we took the right half of the orange, which represents work performed. So we are looking for a third term, a middle ground, something called BC, WP, or budgeted cost for work performed. And this is going to be our hybrid fruit, half apple and half orange. This new fruit represents the budgeted cost for work performed, BCWP. Also, from now on, we can call it the earned value. Why do we call it the earned value? Because up to that date, this is the amount of time that has been earned by the general contractor. This is the amount of money, this is the amount of money that the contractor is entitled to be receiving from the owner for the work that has actually been completed according to the unit prices in the bid or the budgeted prices for that bid, for that item. So again, let's now start making that comparison between the numbers that were given by the CFO and looking at how are we going to calculate our APPENJ or ORPAL. So the CFO's major mistake was to compare two moving targets without a fixed benchmark. Again, two totally different terms that have nothing in common. The BCWS represents things as they were supposed to be. It's a single point on the cumulative cash out curve, also known as the S curve or the progress curve, as we have learned before, based on a scheduled amount of work and an estimated cost. So two estimations, an estimated cost, an estimated or scheduled amount of work, neither one of them is an actual quantity. The ACWP, on the other hand, talks about actuals. So AC is the actual cost, and WP is the work performed, the actual work accomplished up to that date. So there's nothing, again, to compare between the two. Therefore, the BCWP, or the earned value, represents the middle ground, or the value the contractor is entitled to receive from the owner based on estimate prices, because again, that's what the owner is going to pay the contractor unless there have been approved change orders, which should again be reflected on a modified budget or modified S-curve. And actual amount of work performed, this is why it's called the earned value. And the earned value is equal to PCT. We have seen that term before during project updating, which is the percent complete. And BAC, we have seen this term before when we were talking about the cash flow analysis, and this is budget at completion, which is the last point on the S curve or the progress curve. So let's learn about some new terms that we're going to use in our analysis. Performance measurement techniques originate in the field of cost engineering. These fall under earned value. So we have the new term, the APPENJ, the ORPAL, or what we're going to call EV or earned value, which is BCWP, budgeted cost for work performed. And then we have the planned value, which is the APPEL, budgeted cost for work scheduled, also known as PV. So the new name is PV. And the actual cost, or actual cost for work performed, that used to be the orange, and we're going to abbreviate that to AC, or actual cost. And then we're going to learn about some new terms, estimate to complete, ETC, estimate at completion. The estimate to complete is the remaining amount of work that is left until the project completion to finish, whether it's time or cost. Estimate at completion, when we finish the project, based on our current progress, where do we forecast our time and cost to be? Cost variance, the cost variance, or CV, is a measure of variance between the actual cost and the budgeted cost. We're going to see in a minute how to calculate that. Scheduled variance, similarly, is a measure of variance between the actual time performance, or the work performed, and the planned time performance, which is the work scheduled. Cost performance index is a measure, again, of cost performance. Scheduled performance index is a schedule of, is an index of scheduled performance. And then cumulative CPI, also known as CPIC, is a cumulative measure of cost performance. We're going to see how to calculate these different elements. So here in this table, we have the equations for these different values. The cost variance is equal to the earned value minus the AC, the actual cost. And if we get a negative value, it means that the actual cost is greater than the earned value, which means we have spent more than what we were supposed to spend according to the budget. So negative is bad, which means above budget. And if you get a positive number, it means that the earned value is greater than the actual cost, which means we are performing under budget, which is having some savings, and that's definitely good. Scheduled variance, or SV, is equal to the earned value minus the planned value. Again, negative is bad because planned value is greater than the earned value, which means we are behind schedule. And positive is good, which means that the earned value, what we have earned, is greater than the planned value, which means we have achieved more than what we were supposed to do in the same period of time, which means that we are ahead of schedule. The cost performance index, sometimes also called cost performance ratio. So ratio or index is the same thing, and it results from the division of two different terms. And in this case, instead of subtracting one term from another, actual cost from earned value, we divide earned value by actual cost. So in this case, we have something to be compared to one. Under perfect conditions, the earned value is equal to the actual cost if we are performing exactly according to budget. So in this case, I'm comparing to one. If the earned value is greater than the actual cost, which means that we have earned more than what we actually spent, then greater than one is good and less than one is bad, because the actual cost is going to exceed the earned value. Similarly, for the schedule, if the earned value is greater than the planned value, greater than one is good because we would be ahead of schedule. Less than one is bad. The estimate at completion can be calculated in three different ways. Either it's the budget at completion divided by the cost performance index, or it is the actual cost plus the estimate to complete, or it is the actual cost plus budget at completion minus earned value. Either one of these three terms can give us the estimate at completion. The estimate to complete is equal to estimate at completion minus the actual cost. Variance at completion is equal to budget at completion, our original budget, minus estimate at completion based on the current progress. Positive is good, which means that we are saving money. Negative is bad, which means we're going to finish above budget. And to complete performance index, or TCPI, is budget at completion minus earned value divided by budget at completion minus actual cost. Now, from these different terms, the most commonly used terms are the first four, which are the cost variance, schedule variance, cost performance index or cost performance ratio, and scheduled performance index or scheduled performance ratio. We're going to see in a minute how to calculate these. So now let's look at that graph representing the time on the horizontal axis and cost on the vertical axis. Now, when we look at this curve, this reminds us of what we used to know as the S curve, or the progress curve. And the final point on that progress curve is our budget at completion, or BAC. Now, that dotted vertical green line represents our cutoff date, as we used to do in updating, in project updating. So as of this cutoff date, we have different values. Based on our budget and based on our schedule, both plans, we should have spent $38.5 million according to that, up to that cutoff date. However, our actual cost for work performed, or actual cost, is $40.3 million. And now this is the classical mistake when the CFO made the comparison between these two moving targets. Notice that this curve is not continued because this is actual and we don't know how we're going to perform in the future. We can, however, forecast our future based on our current progress, but up to this point, we're just reporting past history of actual performance, and we have not projected that into the future yet. And now we're looking for that third term, something in between these two, which is, now this is the forecast, as you can see, and it's a dotted line that shows that our estimate at completion here is going to be above the budget at completion if we keep performing the same way. So it seems that we're not doing well. Now let's look at the third number, the ORPL, that we're looking for. And we're going to talk later about how to perform to calculate that number. But if that number were here, BCWP or earned value, if it was somewhere between these two numbers, we're going to look at different scenarios. What if that point is above both curves? What if it is below both curves? What if it's in between? And what's the respective order of these points? How does that affect our calculations? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's assume for the moment that the budgeted cost for work performed was calculated equal to 39.8. So now let's look at, according to the equations that we discussed on the previous slide, let's calculate our variances and our indices. So the first variance is the comparison of the apple to the orange, which is equal to the accounting variance, what we call accounting variance. The reason I did not include it on the previous slide is that we as project managers and cost engineers and so on, we should not use that number. This number is sometimes mistakenly used by accountants, but we as project managers should not use that number. We should know how it's calculated, but we should not use it. The accounting variance is equal to actual cost for work performed minus budgeted cost for work scheduled, and here it shows that we are far above our budget. But again, that's not the measure that we're looking at, because that does not measure time in any way. Now let's start looking at comparable numbers. Here we have BCWP, which is the earned value, and BCWS, which is the PV or the planned value. What do they have in common? BC and BC. If we remove the common half of each one of these words, we end up with work performed compared to work scheduled. So if the work performed is greater than the work scheduled, if we have a positive number from this equation, work performed is greater than the work scheduled, that means that we are ahead of schedule. Ahead of schedule by an amount of work equal to the value or the difference between these two, which is about $1.3 million. So our scheduled performance is fine. We have achieved more work than we were supposed to do or we were planned to up till that cutoff date. So schedule-wise, we're doing well. So this is the schedule variance. And then we're going to compare the cost variance, again comparing an orpal to an orange. The common part is the or, which is in this case the WP and the WP. So comparing earned value to actual cost, we're going to remove the common term WP, so we're comparing BC to AC, budgeted cost to actual cost. In this case, the actual cost is above the budgeted cost, which means we're going to get a negative value here. And as we learned from the previous slide, negative value means bad. We are over budget. So in this case, we are over budget by about $500,000, which is the difference between 40.3 and 39.8. So basically, if we want to report on the actual status of this project, we can use just two words to report a general, very brief report. Is it good, 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 bad, bad, good, or bad, bad? So is the schedule good and the cost good? So it would be good, good. Or the schedule is good and the cost is bad, which is good, bad, exactly what we have here. Or is it bad, good? The schedule is bad, but the cost is good. Or bad, bad, which would be if that BCWP is the lowest point, is below ACWP and BCWS. So if the earned value falls below both other points, the two other points, if it's the lowest point, then that would be a bad, bad. However, if that point is above both other points, if above the two points, then it would be good, good, because in this case, we would be ahead of schedule and below budget, which would be a perfect situation. So the analysis results from the previous graph, we can conclude the following. The schedule variance is $1.3 million positive, so we are ahead of schedule by an amount of work worth $1.3 million, which is good. And the cost variance, we have a negative number, negative $500,000, which means the project is above budget by $0.5 million, which is bad. Therefore, the final situation for this project is good, bad, or bad, good, depending on if you compare the cost first and then the scheduled second. The variances, however important as they are, do not show the full picture. Because what if, for example, I get a cost variance of negative $500,000? Okay, we are above budget. But how drastic the situation is, how bad the situation is. If I were to tell you, for example, that the value of the project is $1 billion. So $500,000 compared to $1 billion, that's negligible. We can recover that cost by the end of the project. That shouldn't be a big deal. But if I were to tell you, for example, that the total value of the project is $10 million, $500,000 in this case is a considerable amount. It might be hard to recover it by the end. So we have to look at the big picture, and unfortunately, the variances by themselves do not give us the full picture. Same thing with schedule. If I were to tell you that the schedule variance is equivalent to work of 2 days, well, 2 days, if the whole project duration is a week, that would be really considerable. But if the project duration is 3 years, 2 days in 3 years is almost nothing. We can recover that very easily next week or next month, definitely before the end of the project, without much concern or without much effort. So we have to look at the big picture, and as I said, the variances by themselves, although they give us a general direction of whether we are ahead or behind schedule, above or below budget, they do not give us the full picture. And to get the full picture, we're going to have to look at the indices, the CPI and the SPI. So with the cost performance index or the cost performance ratio, we are always comparing to one, because again, under normal, under perfect conditions, these two numbers should be the same. If we are performing right on budget, the two numbers should be the same. But in this case, we are having a variance less than one. And as we agreed before, less than one means that the actual cost exceeds the budgeted cost. How bad is the situation? Well, we're going to look at the difference between this number and one. The difference in this case is about 0.0124, basically 0.0124, which is 1.24%. 1.24% above budget. It's not that drastic. We can easily, hopefully, recover that cost excess by reducing our costs or trying to perform better cost control for the remaining items of the project. Same thing applies to schedule. When we look at the schedule performance index, we have 1.038, which means that we are greater than one, which means we are ahead of schedule. Therefore, we are about 3.8% ahead of schedule, which is good. If we keep performing at this pace, we're not going to finish too early, which wouldn't be as good, and we're not going to finish late. So we are fine. If we keep progressing at the same pace, we're going to be quite fine. The estimate at completion, or EAC, represents a forecast of the expected cost at the end of the project following the current cost trend. I'm going to assume that I'm going to keep performing according to my latest update. So if my latest trend is going up, then my costs are going to keep going up. If it's going down, that means my costs are going to keep going down, and so on. Same thing with the schedule. If it's going up, it means that we are progressing much faster than planned. If it's going down, then we're progressing slower than planned. And these are the different equations that we have mentioned to calculate the estimate at completion. So some issues to facilitate the earned value use. We have to establish with the owner at the very beginning an agreed upon work measurement scheme. How are we going to measure our work? We discussed that topic before when we were talking about project updating, and we discussed at least six different methods for measuring progress or percent complete. So we have to agree with the owner on a scheme for measuring that progress, because this is going to be reflected in the payment request and in the earned value, the amount that the owner is going to pay back to the contractor based on the performance. We have to have a clear progress management plan and implement it. So as we discussed before, how often are we going to use schedule updating? Are we going to do it on a weekly basis, on a bi-weekly basis, on a monthly basis? And when we do schedule updating, we should do at the same time also our cost updating. how is our cost progressing? Have there been any approved change orders? Have there been any adjudicated or resolved claims, and so on and so forth? These should be reflected on our baseline so that when we measure to an updated baseline and not to an old one that's obsolete and cannot serve any practical purpose anymore. Unify the WBS and the CBS. We learned at the beginning of this course what the WBS is, which is the work breakdown structure, and the CBS, which is the cost breakdown structure. So every work item, any activity in our schedule is going to be represented by a cost item, cost center or cost unit. So whenever we report, we're going to report on time and cost at the same time. In case of emergency, use the Pareto law 80-20, which basically says that 20% of the activities in the project represent 80% of the cost of the project. So if I cannot perform time and cost control over 100% of the activities, at least I'm going to focus on the 20% of the activities that represent 80% of the total project cost, and that would give me an acceptable level of control. It's not perfect, but 80% is not too bad either, especially that it's achieved with only monitoring 20% of the activities. And how do we get these 20% of the activities? This is for another discussion. Now, here's an example that shows a very simple example on a network represented by six activities, A through F. And this is the duration in weeks for each activity. And this is the precedence, which means what are the IPAs. So A and B are the beginning activities for this project. And then we have here the succession of the different activities. And we also have budgeted cost per week. And this is obtained from our estimate. Budgeted cost per week, how much do we expect to spend on this activity per week according to the estimate. And then here we have a blank column where we have to calculate the total budget, and very easily the total budget is going to be obtained by multiplying the budgeted cost per week times the duration in weeks. So basically for activity A, for example, it would be $690. For activity B, it would be 6 times 280, and so on and so forth. By adding these numbers together, what we're going to get is what? If you said BCWP, if you said BCWS, that would be half correct and half incorrect, because it would be BCWS only at the end of the project, not at the time we are measuring. BCWS at the end of the project is basically what we call BAC, or the budget at completion. Therefore, the sum of these numbers is not going to be used in our equation whatsoever. Now, the problem is, or the question is, at the end of week 9, which is our cutoff date, our green line, the actual project status was as follows. These numbers were calculated from the site, and this progress was reported from the site. For activity 8, it was 100% complete. So PCT 100%, therefore it was complete. B 100%, C 75%, D 0%, E 60%, and F 50%. And these are the actual costs of each one of these activities. Actual cost up to the end of week 9. So actual cost for the work performed up till the end of week 9. Therefore, if we add these numbers together, that's going to give us the ACWP at the end of week 9. Now we need to calculate the earned value. What is the earned value up till the end of week 9 as well? So for each activity here, we have assumed a linear relationship between cost and schedule, and that the BCWS is determined from the earliest start date. So assuming a linear relationship between cost and schedule, which means that the cost is uniformly distributed along the duration of the activity. That's why we mentioned that the cost is the same for each week. This is the assumption that we made. So the question now is, how are we going to determine whether this project is ahead of schedule, behind schedule, on budget, above budget, below budget? And we're going to try to measure the cost variance, scheduled variance, and the CPI and the SPI. So what we need to do here is to draw a cumulative cost curve for this project, showing the duration and cost, which is basically our S or progress curve. And then we need on that curve to identify ACWP or actual cost, BCWS or planned value, BCWP or earned value, CV cost variance, SV scheduled variance on the curve, and we need also to determine the values of the CPR or CPI, cost performance ratio or cost performance index, and SPR or SPI, scheduled performance ratio or scheduled performance index, and finally, in your expert opinion, what is the status of this project, schedule-wise and cost-wise? So, are we ahead of schedule, behind schedule, above budget, below budget? Is it good, 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 bad, bad, good, or bad, bad? This is what we're going to answer through solving that example in the next presentation.